The following is a story about Luna the cat that rides a light beam. It is based on an image that was generated using AI where there's a tabby cat riding on a light beam. And the text was generated by ChatGPT based on the prompting, "Can you write a cat about a cat riding a beam of light?" Furthermore, a writing style was asked for. The query was, "Use a writing style that is characterized by a narrative storytelling approach. Use anecdotes and examples to illustrate the main points and also pretend questions about your beliefs and assumptions. Use a conversational tone and make it easy to follow your reasoning. Also use metaphors and comparisons." That little output about writing style was also generated by ChatGPT based on the analysis of Morgan Housel's writing style. This was the summary. So basically, it's imparting a similar style to generate this story. Story is as follows. "Once upon a time, there was a cat named Luna who lived in a small village at the foot of a mountain. Luna was a curious and adventurous cat, always looking for new and exciting experiences. One day, while exploring the mountain, Luna stumbled upon a strange glowing beam of light. Without hesitation, she leapt onto the beam and began to ride it. The beam was like a magic carpet, lifting Luna higher and higher in the sky. As Luna rode the beam, she saw things that she had never seen before. The world below her became smaller and smaller, and she could see for miles and miles. She felt like she's flying as free as a bird. Luna felt a sense of wonder and amazement as she soared through the air. As Luna rode the beam, she couldn't help but think about the nature of light. She remembered her physics lessons and wondered if light was a particle or a wave. She wondered if the beam she was riding on was the beam that she was riding on made up of photons, the fundamental particles of light. Luna also wondered if the beam she was riding was also infinite, and if there were other cats riding on the beams of light somewhere else in the universe. But Luna quickly realized that these were just idle musings, and she should just enjoy the ride. The beam was like a river of light, and Luna was its fearless navigator. She rode the beam, feeling the wind in her fur and the sun on her face. Just as Luna was starting to feel the beam would take her to the ends of the earth, it suddenly disappeared. Luna found herself back on the mountain, with the village below her. She realized that her adventure had come to an end, but the memories would stay with her forever. From that day on, Luna had appreciation for the beauty and mystery of light. She would also often return to the mountain and gaze up at the sky, searching for the magical beam of light once again. And who knows, maybe, just maybe, she would find it and ride it again, forever exploring the unknown and experiencing the wonder of the universe."